Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 7th Seasonal Morphe Awards, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
3?
7.
Zio Turbo.
This is 7.
Okay, yes. So if you are unfamiliar, this is your first year with us. If you're unfamiliar with the Morphe Awards, we do it the way War Rocket Ajax does it, because I stole that kind of on accident, but kind of on purpose, where you give us the categories, and then we give you the winners to those categories. It's a backwards award show.
That's right.
And every year we are woefully unprepared.
Yeah, I looked at a list of the monsters, and it was just like their names with no pictures. I looked at the list, I got a best and worst off of it, but I could not tell you 80% of them by name.
I didn't even look at a list. I'm really hoping for the best this time. We got a bunch in, so I don't know what the, I don't know if there's an order I should do these in.
Nah, whenever you come across them, that's when we do it.
All right. So let's just start off with, there's a couple from my little brother, Scoot, at ScottyMace1. He says, first up is the most Power Rangers as hell moment.
So that would be the moment of the show that is the most, wow, we're watching Power Rangers
right now, finally,
huh?
We're watching Power Rangers.
Hmm.
Starting off with a toughie.
How about the Lights of Orion existing in name only for about 12 episodes?
I don't think that was very Power Rangers.
No, yeah, you're right. If it was Power Rangers, they would have just got them.
They would have just had them
right away.
I think the most Power Rangers as hell moment was like when they did get the Lights of Orion and they got little upgrades.
And then the Megazord got the same upgrades.
The Megazord got the same upgrades, but then it was just Leo versus Treacheron.
Yeah.
That's pretty Power Rangers.
Dad, look at all your new toys. You can't use them right now.
These are the Red Rangers' new toys, really.
Yeah.
They're yours, but it's mostly for Leo. So I'm gonna go with that. Lights of Orion, but then Leo gets to do all the cool stuff.
Yeah, and then the Red Ranger does the cool stuff is pretty Power Rangers.
Yeah. I wish there was a positive one I could think of, but I just can't remember. Hold on, maybe I still have the list. Let me see if I can, the list of ranked episodes. Let's see if there's any in here that just like stick out. Nah. next up.
The problem with these Morphes, especially for a whole season, 40 plus episodes.
Yeah.
Like Lost Galaxy is just like, it's so segmented. Even looking at the list of monsters, like the Shark Brothers are in this season.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
It's so wild. And
Furio kicked this season off.
Yeah, and then when they did like a recap episode, like 36 episodes in, we're like, oh right, Furio started this season.
And I think if we can give like, I guess, an honorable mention award for the opposite of this, them killing henchmen regularly is the most not Power Rangers thing this season.
Buck wild. So best character development overall. So like start to finish, who developed? I'm going to say Trakeena.
That was my first reaction.
Because nobody else really developed.
Not really.
Leo and Mike got a little bit, but Leo also middled out real quick.
Yeah, Leo stopped wearing a jean jacket and started wearing like a denim button up.
A Terra Venture windbreaker sometimes.
And khakis.
And then finally from Scoot, dumbest shirt. That's Leo's dumb red shirt
Leo's
from the first episode.
Shirt.
In a walk.
With just a terrible dumb shirt.
Terrible waste. Speaking of waste, this is from Shannon at Shannon Manor. Best waste of a character. I think the biggest waste of a character is Damon not being the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
Maybe not. That might be a little too pointed. I think it's just like not letting Damon have as much stuff as he could, because he was very good.
Yeah, Damon is he's not wasted, but he's definitely underutilized.
Yeah, maybe, let me.
Biggest waste of a character. Oh, God, I don't
know. Oh, Bulk. It's like, it's Bulk.
Oh, 100% is Bulk.
It's having Bulk and Old Cans there, because, like, they were literally in 3 episodes.
Why even bring them on?
What a weird way to be like, guys, it's still Power Rangers, right? Bulk's here. And you're like, okay. And they're like, oh, Bulk's not going to be here, though.
Yeah,
like,
he's on the ship. Just know that.
Yeah, he's there. But he's not going to be here for you. Next from Shannon is best dressed, sincere or ironic, maybe both. Well, I think the best dressed overall.
It's hard to pick because everyone has uniforms.
They all had uniforms, like set outfits. Would it be? Is it cheating?
I think before you say your cheaty answer.
Okay.
I think the best dressed, the best outfit would be Carone.
Yeah. Of the Rangers who have uniforms.
Yeah.
I think it's Carone. And we say uniform, like Leo wore the same clothes every time.
Right.
Like Carone wore the same clothes pretty much every time. But like I think Carone's was the best because it conveyed that she was the Pink Ranger, but wasn't the Pink Ranger.
Yeah.
You know? Because she wore all black and had like a pink hair clip.
A pink scrunchie.
Yeah. So I'm going to give that to Carone. My cheaty answer would be Tracy. When Trakina came down. And just was a super duper babe for an episode.
She'd have a good, like, power suit.
Yeah, there's like some 80s shoulder pads, 20 years too late. Still good look, though. I don't know how we're going to answer this one. It's also from Shannon. Best, this is our one line this episode. Let us have it.
Anytime Maya just went, yeah, in the background.
I think the best one for me is in the, I don't even remember what the name of the episode was. It was. I feel
there's got to be a time somewhere where Damon had one line that was like a pretty good joke, and I'll be damned if I could remember it.
Oh, I don't know how many lines he had. He might have had like three or four lines. He didn't have a ton, but in the episode, was it Blue Crush? Maybe it was Blue to the Test, where Kai kept like he was love struck, so he wasn't cooking, and Damon's like. Yeah, no, Leo's right here, but he's just so skinny you can't see him.
I can't remember how heavily featured in that episode
he
was.
The for real though, the like the best one line was probably or the like this is our line, let us have it, is probably in the Aliens episode. I think that was the rescue mission, but I'm not 100% sure. I'm pretty sure that's what that was. When the Rangers show up at the end. It's been a Mike and Leo episode, and I think Maya's like, come with us, and that's it. That's all she said that episode. It's the only one I can like vividly remember.
It has to be the best one, because I can't remember any, and that's the only one that you remember.
Yeah. So thank you, Shannon. Next up is from Pegasus the Gamer, at Pegasus the Game 1. Best Leo moment. Now, when you say best Leo moment, do you mean the moment that Leo did the best or the best Leo moment?
I'm going to choose to interpret that as the time Leo did the best.
Time Leo did the best. Then,
there's got to be something. He had to have done good at least one time.
I'm trying to think. I know there was a... Oh, it was it. Okay, you know what I think it was? Is in the... I don't remember the name of the episode. It's probably pretty low. Let me just scroll all the way down. I don't know. It's in the it's in the clip show episode, which I cannot... I could not tell you, gun to my head, what the name of it was. Until Sunset. In the episode Until Sunset, when... Because they're, like, hanging by their hands. And Leo's, like... trying to keep Damon's spirits up just like kind of leaning into him being kind of a dink, you know, just to keep Damon going. I think that is the best Leo moment.
I would agree with that.
That episode ranked pretty low because it was just a clip show, but I mean, actually it's about halfway through the episode. It ranked pretty well actually for a clip
show.
For
a clip show, well, I mean, that test of the season though, doesn't it?
That's true. Yeah, there's not a lot of really great stuff. Thank you very much, Pegasus. Next up is from Jonathan at JFan999. Best spotlight episode. Maybe best spotlight per Ranger.
I don't know.
Okay, so what the heck was it called? Power of Pink is the best Kendrick's spotlight.
Yeah.
Easily. Loyax's Last Battle, best Maya spotlight.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it's the best episode, so like obviously it's going to be her best. The best Damon episode was, I can't remember what it was called.
The one with the kid?
No, that one sucked.
That one wasn't good.
No,
but
that was...
What else? What other episode did he
have? The one... It ended up being half a Leo episode, but the one where he went to save the Illuminati One.
Okay.
And, like, still fixed Trakeena's ship, even though he didn't have to.
Right, that's what I was thinking, too, is the one where he had to go fix Trakeena's engines, and they fell in love in real life.
Yeah. And now they're married and have the two children. Maybe three children? I think three children. A very good-looking family. So, then there's Kai.
All of his spotlight episodes that I can remember were kind of, like, had this undertone of icky.
Yeah, the only one that didn't, I think, was Blue to the Test, where Commander was brainwashed.
And okay.
That's the only one that didn't
involve... He's not videotaping a girl.
Yeah, he's not doing anything just like kind of like yucky. So who's that leave? That's all five Rangers. Does Mike even have a spotlight episode? I mean, the best Trakeena spotlight is Heir to the Throne.
I think the closest Mike spotlight we get is part two of the season opener. But I mean, that's all the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
The only thing Mike does is fall down a chasm.
God, do you remember that was so... That felt like so long ago.
Yeah. It's because they had like a mini season in the middle of this one.
That's true. I think best Mike spotlight episode is probably Stolen Beauty, right?
What about the one where he's actually a monster and then Leo still thinks
this
is
the last
place
I saw Mike. I don't even remember what that one was called.
I keep thinking the monster that was cosplaying Mike was Primator.
No.
But I know it isn't.
Well, here's the thing. That was Primator's whole deal. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what Mike's is. Magnet Defender Part 2? There's no episode called Magnet Defender Part 2. You know, the one where he did some cool stuff. Trakeena's is Heir to the Throne, where she, like...
That's the one where she trains.
The training, yeah.
Right, yeah.
That was great.
She goes back to the saloon and just whoops butt.
Yeah, just, like, crushes a glass in her hands and then, like, beats up two gross dudes. It's pretty great. This is from Asimov Fangirl at Asimov_Fangirl. Hi, these are my possible nominations. Best Daemon moment.
I still think it's going on to Trakeena's ship.
Specifically for me, fixing it even though he doesn't have to.
Yeah.
He could have sabotaged it.
Right, but he fixed it.
Because he's a mechanic. That's what he does. Like, that's his pride.
Yeah, man.
So that's mine.
She knew he was the Green Ranger, right? Like when he showed up. She was the Green Power Rangers here?
I think she straight up did say, yeah. Like, oh, Green Ranger. Next up, there's one that we'll get to in our end wrap-up stuff. Best fighter on the show. Now, is this a character or a actor?
I don't know. It doesn't say, does it?
It doesn't say, so we have to decide.
I don't know.
Because if it's best character who's a fighter, I think it's got to go to Trakeena.
Right.
Or maybe Villamax?
Maybe Villamax. As far as the Rangers go, I think it's Maya.
I also think it's Maya. She did some pretty awesome stuff. So I think those are our two for that.
Yeah, it's like whenever you see her in the background, she's just dragging a buggy by its throat across the ground.
Just like grounding him and trying to rip his throat out like a wolf would, you know? Which is very good. And then a moment or scene that needs to become a GIF.
Well, this is just a bait for us to say Leo ripping his shirt, right?
That's already a GIF.
That's already
out there. You know what I think it is?
This might already also be a GIF, but in the first episode, there's either the explosion or the portal opens or something, and Kai turns around and he has that like, what? Look on his face. That needs to be a GIF.
For me, it's the shot of Tracy coming around the corner and like nine men of different professions like following after her, and she like fixes her lipstick and throws it, and then it turns into a cockroach when someone grabs it. that's what I think needs to be gift. Thank you very much, Asimov Fangirl, whose name I don't know, so I'm just saying your display name. Next is from Janine. Best ship that should be canon.
Probably the Blade ship.
Josh.
Do you get it?
Josh, I'm going to have to fire
you
from
my
the
joke?
Podcast.
What about the mega ship?
I want you to go home now.
My best canon ship, like fan fiction style ship, I think is... Oh, God, I don't...
Can I give you my
I'm trying to think. Did we have any...
We didn't have any specific watches because I just decided that everyone was buying into each other.
Yeah, everyone just kind of wanted to, like, get
specifically
down.
For me, the ship that should be canon, that I am still a little mad that it isn't, is Mike and Andros.
Yeah.
There was palpable chemistry between, they just shook hands and stared at each other's eyes for like a second, and like, I bought it.
What was the pirate's name? The big pirate bad guy?
Mutiny?
Mutiny, yeah, Captain Mutiny. His ship probably has cannons.
I thought we got past.
His ship is also a dinosaur, though, so maybe it doesn't.
That might be the best ship. No, that ship kind of sucked. The Race of Titanosaur episode was garbo. Anyway, thank you very much, Janine. Sorry Josh ruined your good question.
It did seem like any time there were two Rangers together, there was just a little bit of they're kind of into each other.
We were one rating scale away from them kissing. Yep. Like, every single time two Rangers were on, if this
doesn't
was TV,
matter which two Rangers,
yeah,
it was.
Any two. If this was TV 14, everybody would have kissed at some point. But it's TV Y7, so they could. Oh, you know what? Actually, Corona and Damon is my other one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I have to give it to two, because I definitely think Mike and Andrew should, like, get together. I feel like that would be a good time for both of them. But Corona and Damon was very good in that one episode where she's like, I want you to be a mechanical engineer. Like, you need to get this job because it's what you're good
at.
Oh,
yeah, and she was just, like, protective girlfriend. Yeah. I'm going to yell at your boss until he appreciates
you.
So
good.
Yeah, definitely those two.
Runner-up is Mike and Andrews. Because they fell in love. It was love at first sight.
They did, but then Andrews had to leave.
He had to go.
It was a little heartbreaking.
A little bit. The saddest this show got.
He went in suit. He didn't even, like, show his face one last time.
Well, yeah. We've had enough.
Maybe that's the most Power Rangers thing. We had to reshoot this without the actors.
The most Power Rangers thing is we didn't want to pay people. So that's absolutely the most Power Rangers as hell moment.
Yeah, that is tied with Cassie isn't the replacement Pink Ranger because she wanted a credit. And then we gave it to Corone and we credited her anyway.
Just rampant spite. Okay, so thank you very much, Janine. That might be my favorite question so far. That might end up being a going forward
question.
Yeah,
I got a lot of good mileage out of that one.
Well, hopefully next year there's no ships, so I don't have to worry about...
It's a light speed rescue, man. That's got spaceship written all over it.
There's no spaceships.
I don't know. We'll see.
I've seen some of it. There's no spaceships.
I've seen none of it, and you could be lying to me.
I don't...
This could be a Yoshi's on the roof situation for me.
Yoshi's not on the roof, though.
Well, then there's spaceships in light speed rescue.
There's not. Anyway, no one will even hear that for like 8 weeks. No one even knows what we're talking about. Anyway, this is from Lewis at Boss LCA. Best Sentai footage.
Huh.
I mean, it's got to be...
It's got to be the Magna Defender fighting, right?
Oh, it's absolutely the Magna Defender walking to his death.
Oh, yeah.
And the, like,
yeah.
The, like, whoosh, now it's all peaceful, and he's walking hand in hand with his son. And then whoosh, back to him struggling up a burning
mountain
volcano.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Yeah, I don't really think there's anything that comes near that.
No. Like cinematically or emotionally, like, that is the peak of the mountain. That's very good, consider, like, not just for Lost Galaxy, but, like, that might be one of my favorite shots in all of Power Rangers.
Yeah.
So next is worst Western footage. I was hoping this is going to be best Western footage.
Best Western?
Which is an inn, yes. I want to say an inn.
Hashtag non-spawn.
It's a motel. Hashtag non-spawn. The best Western footage is anything on Onyx, right? Like,
yeah, Onyx
with
rules.
Doing
I
stuff.
Love Onyx so much. I hope they always go back there.
I just want to write the comic about Onyx. Like, there's a new sheriff in town. It's Villamax. That's right. He didn't die. He back.
I mean, it looked like he teleported.
Yeah. I'm available.
He was just like, oh, there's nothing else for me. I'm going back home.
Just give me a weird Shattered Grid spinoff, which, by the way, I don't know if we thank them or thank them. Jake, get it together. You've had three
thank
sips
them
of beer.
For Shattered Grid.
I don't know if we have congratulated our friends over at Ranger Danger. Matt and Michael are writing a story for Shattered Grid.
And oh, that rules.
Yeah, there's like an anthology. There's going to be like six or seven, like short, you know, I don't know how long, but like, you know, 2 to 5 page stories, and they are writing one for that.
Nice. Good for those guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations, guys. You definitely have earned it. Worst Western footage, though. I think the worst Western footage that stands out to me, and maybe it's because it's one of the last things we saw, is whenever they were fighting Swabbies, there would just be like one or two insert shots of Damon or Maya just like punching for no reason. Like it would be this whole fight and it'd be like, hold on, push in. Because like Yellow Ranger was punching one in the nuts or something, right? Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, or just like violently throat chopping one of them.
Right.
So you're like, we'll just have him punch the chest and zoom in. But that's all that really sticks out to me for worst.
Yeah, I don't
Western
know.
Footage.
I mean, I don't want to say something is like the worst Western footage just because it's a gross concept. That doesn't mean the footage is bad.
I think it's the like context feels like it means morphed footage, you know, of like
film morphed
stuff. Because like the worst, I think the worst.
Well, I mean, they were morphed when they were looking over that embankment down at Mutiny's.
Were they?
Work camp?
I don't think they were morphed.
Yeah, because Damon was going. He was about to jump the bank and run down there. He was definitely morphed.
I thought they were unmorphed.
Maybe they had the helmets off.
Oh, maybe. I definitely remember seeing faces. So they, if they had anything, they did have their helmets off. That's worst story wise.
Yeah, it's not like the worst footage. I'm trying to think if there was any. Oh, whatever had that like yikes pencil case that was supposed to have the Lights of Orion in it. This mythical, powerful Lights of Orion are in this glittery Lisa Frank pencil case.
Lisa Frank. Oh God.
that's my vote. And it was in like a double cage.
Yeah, there's a cage and a cage and
that's,
a cage.
That's stupid. That's my vote for worst Western footage.
I'm still saying the weird insert shots are just like, here's just like a jarring cut to Damon doing a punch. So then his final one is best guest character, non-Ranger. So when the Power Rangers came back, now I guess it also disqualifies the Psycho Rangers, right?
They are a Ranger.
They are. Best guest character.
Who's that leave? For a guest, like, not, we're not counting like one-off characters as guest characters.
Right. No, I think that's
right?
Exactly what we have to count is like one-offs.
Or else it has to be Bulk.
Yeah. I don't want to.
But Bulk was not a good guest character. He didn't do anything.
No, he like.
He cleaned a glass in one episode and he screamed in two more.
Here's the entirety of Bulk's story arc. Forgets his friend on Earth, cleans a glass, sprays someone in the face with seltzer, dresses up like a goose dad, ducks. That's
it. Do you remember in Space where his character, him and Skull, their character arcs came all the way around and they did the Spartacus thing?
Yeah.
And then
it's
now
my favorite
this season,
thing.
His highlight is he cleaned the glass.
The best thing he did was for us dressed like the goose dad from Kung Fu Panda. So we could laugh about that for a little while.
I cannot believe they cosplayed the goose dad.
It's just incredible to me.
Like however many years before Kung Fu Panda. I've had no beer.
You got no excuses. I'm looking through this. What was the episode where Red Romance? Where there was like a girl and Leo's like, hey, I would like to date her, but her brother hates me because he's mean. And then he ends up dating her for one episode and never seeing her again.
Yeah.
I liked her.
She was cool.
I think her is who I'm going to go with for best guest character.
Who was the girl that brought Damon flowers that he threw in the sink?
Oh, that was actually Tracy. I think her name was Tracy.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? Her.
Yeah.
She was very good. She deserved better. He's allergic. Oh, okay. He just threw flowers away.
Okay, I'm going to just never come to this side of the ship again.
Yeah, just if we never have to hang out again. Because
I tried to give him flowers. He threw them in a sink, and then two girls came up and like hung off of him and told me everything was okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
I can see the sign. I'm not wanted here. So next up is from Cassidy at MadLobotanist on Twitter. Most why Terra Venture?
The whole season.
Every single thing. We have to pick a most, right? What's the number one most why Terra Venture is
Anytime you think about Terra Venture for more than 5 seconds, that is the most why Terra Venture moment.
Yeah. I think if I have to give it to a single moment, it's gotta be when the lights of Orion were in a sacred cave that had like a magical key lock on a space station.
On an artificial spaceship.
Why, Terra Venture? Next up is Cassie. Best sub villain.
Villamax.
It's gotta be Villamax.
Yeah.
Just because he's the greatest. He's so good.
Treacheron is close, but I mean,
yeah.
He's not close enough.
No, he's a not distant second, but like he's not a close second. You know, he is second. He's just regular second.
Yeah, but I mean, out of three, and the third's Furio. Kegler's above Furio.
Kegler, and then Deviant is also.
Oh, right.
One.
I always forget about Deviant because I hated him, and he turned into a grilled cheese.
A grilled cheese predator. Then finally, best putties. It's got to be the Swabbies.
Swabbies. Yeah, Swabbies beat the Buggies 10 times.
I liked the Buggies. There was some very charming stuff that the Buggies did. The Swabbies had upside down ? Beards and were pirates. Who just went, who all their speech patterns were,
God, I love pirates so much.
Pirates are the absolute best.
And they have boxers on the outside. They wear their undies on the outside like Quail Man.
I love them. So good. Thank you very much, Cassidy. Next up is from Anne at McProvenance on Twitter. Award for the worst galaxy. The Lost Galaxy.
The Lost Galaxy.
I hate everything about the actual Lost Galaxy. Toe to tip.
How many are we in there for? What, 5 episodes?
Yeah, 5 or 6. I think 5 that we were in it, but there were 6 including it.
So it's not even like a quarter of the season. It's like an eighth of the season, but it felt like half of it. It felt like we were in the Lost Galaxy for so long.
But
we weren't.
No.
It just was so bad in there that everything felt so long.
It was real quick, in and out, one thing. But it has one of the worst episodes. Yeah. And that is Raise the Titanosaur. And then also, there were some really bad Power Rangers moments in that.
Yeah, and Grunchor.
I forgot Gruncho was in the... I hate him, too.
Gruncho Marx is in there.
So the Lost Galaxy is clearly the worst galaxy. Best and worst use of outer space.
The worst use is anytime they're just in it, and A, you can hear them talking.
You hear them, they breathe, or they have gravity.
Breathe fine, and there's gravity.
I think the best use was in Exit the Lost Galaxy, when Mike blew up the Torazord to, like, keep the galaxy hole open.
Yeah.
I think that was space. I think that might be the best use of space.
I think so. A lot of the season is why Terra Venture and why are they in space? We know why they're in space.
Yeah.
It's because in space did well.
It did well. So they thought that the thing about it that did well was the space stuff, and that's wrongo. Next is best hair. I feel like there's some good hair. Could be wrong. There was definitely some good hair. I'm going to give best hair, it's a tie. Straight up tie to Ashley and Carlos.
Yeah. Yeah. Do they count? I mean, I guess they do.
It was They had hair. And it was in Lost Galaxy.
That's
but
true.
Like, dang, did they both have some good hair.
What year was this? 98?
99.
Leo has a very 1999 hairdo.
For sure. Oh my God. Next year's 2000. Are we getting someone with frosted tips?
They kind of like...
What's the over-under?
They kind of planted that seed with Zane.
What's the over-under on Frosted Tips in the next 3 years?
And Andros. He was like highlights.
Deep
highlights. Within the next 2 years, there has to be at least one person with Frosted Tips. At least.
I don't know if in Time Force there is. But whatever's after Time Force is... Wild Force. So by the end of Wild Force, we will have seen Frosted Tips. I can almost guarantee it. But yeah, that's who I'm giving it to. It's Ashley and Carlos' best hair.
Yeah. Maya's hair was always bad. Even when they switched to a wig, it was still like matted and kind of yucky.
I liked it. I like people to have a lot of hair. That's the thing that I'm into. And Maya always did have a lot of hair.
She did, but she always had like a hard line where the extensions were.
There was always a hard line, and sometimes it did just look like a bird nest.
I guess Carone had okay hair. It wasn't anything fancy, but it was like straight and looked pretty soft.
Yeah. Tracy had the
best
hair.
Tracy had the best hair.
Trakina.
Yeah.
Trakina Tracy, not actual Tracy.
Kai also has very 1999 hair.
Tracy is what we call Trakina. Or do we call her Teresa?
What do we call her Tracy?
Then the girl was Teresa.
Okay.
Or Terry?
The flower girl?
Yeah. Was Terry, I think. Because we made a joke that if Tara Venture became a person, it would be Terry Venture.
Right.
Yeah, so thank you very much, Anne. Next up is from our buddy Alan Sells at Alan_Sells on Twitter. Squickiest moment. What creeped you off the most?
What creeped me off or what made me like very uncomfy?
I think it's got to be the most uncomfy, which is don't worry about the slaves.
Yeah, we'll leave the slaves.
Yeah. No, gross. Super bad.
Excuse me, you are a Power Ranger.
You
Leo.
Are a Power Ranger. And also, someone wrote this. Why did you write this? It bad. Thank you, Alan. Alan only had the one. Thank you very much. Next is from Riley. Most forgettable ranger.
I think Kai,
but also Kai was pretty bad. So I think that like...
But I mean, unless he was in a spotlight episode, he did not do a lot.
That's true. So I say he was pretty bad, but according to Benny's math, we just think he's worse than we ranked him.
Right. He does gross stuff, but also we like him too.
Yeah. He evened out to be like relatively forgettable. I feel like it would be easy to say Damon or Maya, but like we liked them so much that we're not going to forget them. I think Kai, because I don't want to give it to Carone.
Or if he counts Mike, because I literally did forget Mike was the Magna Defender sometimes.
That's true. I think it's Mike.
We would be like 18 minutes into an episode and I'd be like, oh, hey, where's Mike?
Oh, he's been here the whole time. He's the Magna Defender. The Lights of Orion Memorial Award for badly thought out plot device cannot be the Lights of Orion.
Can it be a memorial award if its namesake is exempt from the first?
Well, we have
time?
To assume that it is the worst thing. So you're actually picking second worst plot because the worst one named the award. I'm going to say The Lost Galaxy?
That was what I was thinking, too. Or the, like, Galaxy Book?
The Galaxy Book, I feel like, had a lot of purpose to it.
But it did do some stuff. Maybe the Lost Galacta Buddies also were kind of a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
But I think the Lost Galaxy falls way harder on its face.
Because it was such a weird thing to be like, hey, we're 35 episodes in. Let's go to the Lost Galaxy now. Okay, sure.
There's a new villain for a little bit.
Yeah.
He has slaves. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's fine. No, it's not.
We're going to leave them. It's okay.
We'll save them at the end, but it's going to take us a while. I hope they all got off Terra Venture. I'm assuming they did. I'm assuming everybody got off Terra Venture. No, because Terra Venture
crashed
and everyone
the moon
like
of Earth 2.
And everybody like got bussed to Earth 2. So all of the freed slaves, what a problematic way to talk about this end of season run, huh? They all got onto Miranoi, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Because they had to have.
Yeah, they had nowhere else to go.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, the Lost Galaxy. Best Zord. Singular.
Is it the gorilla, or is the gorilla... Is he so bad that it comes around to the best? Or is it just the worst Zord?
I don't think it's the worst Zord.
Are we talking appearance or overall?
It's just overall, just best. Just says best,
just the
Zord.
Best Zord.
I think it's the lion. I really, really like the way the lion looks.
I do like
looks.
The lion a lot. So I like how goofy like the gorilla is, how much like a Donkey Kong they made him.
They straight up made it Donkey Kong. it's Donkey Kong's cousin, Blonky Kong.
Yep.
I'm going to say the lion, though. Best Ranger moment. It's kind of broad.
There's a lot of Ranger moments.
There's a lot.
It's Kendricks.
It's got to be Kendricks sacrificing herself to save one person.
Yeah.
Because that's important enough. That's all that it takes.
God, what a Power Ranger thing to
do. I just got a little choked up. Kendricks is really good, you guys. Worst age moment. What age the worst? The slaves.
The slaves aged poorly before they rode it.
That one came curdled. And then they just closed it up and put it under a car seat in the hot Texas sun forever.
Oh.
It bad. This is another one from Anne. Leo Award for bad rangering. Let's take the bad Leo moment off the table, or else it would sweep the what's the worst category.
Right.
So
I still feel like it's something Leo did.
Yeah.
But I can't put my finger on what.
I feel like, oh, you know what I think it might be? I don't know if this is the actual worst, but like it kind of rubs me the wrong way. Is like Damon had an episode and then Leo got to do the stuff.
Oh yeah.
Like it was that, and also like, oh, you know what? Actually, scratch that. Here's a worse one. Carones needs to seek redemption for that guy who has the key. Leo gets the cool thing, though.
Oh, yep, it's that.
And you know what's even worse about that? Number one, Grandpa Skeleton was in it, and I hate Grandpa Skeleton. And number two is that was American footage of that stupid thing. They could have just given it to Carone.
Oh.
That sucked.
That does suck.
Thank you very much, Anne. Next is from Eric at Eric_Schumann87. Best villains general. So we already answered that with
Silvillain.
Silvillain. Yeah. And then finally from Tanner at Sparky Upstart, cutest Megazord.
Cutest Megazord.
What Megazord was the cutest?
There's only one Megazord, isn't there?
I'm just gonna say Zord, right?
Okay. Yeah, that's probably what they mean. See, I don't know. I feel like this is kind of baiting for the Wildcat, but I hate the Wildcat Zord so much.
Everyone hates the Wildcat, except me. I think the cutest Zord's the Wildcat.
But
it's ugly cute.
As much as I hate that Zord, it is the only one that I could look at and be like, that's probably cute.
Yeah.
None of the other ones are cute.
No, because like, it's not the gorilla, it's not the lion, it's not the wolf. It's not the Glossolacta buddies or the Condor or
definitely
Horazord.
Not the Condor.
Like, it's Wildcat.
It's gotta be. It's got those big eyes and that weird fur.
Yeah. I don't know what those are. The ears? No one knows. It's impossible to tell. That was our last one, so I'm just scrolling.
Wildcat was Mark Miro's first nickname in the WWF.
Well, just because he couldn't be Johnny B. Bad.
Nope. So he's the Wildcat, Mark Miro.
Wildcat, shadowboxing nobody in Royal Rumbles. That's his legacy. Well,
when he was the Wildcat, he was still basically Johnny B. Bad. And then he became Marvelous Mark Miro, and he was a shadowboxer.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so next, now that's all the categories that we've gotten from you, the listeners. So we got a lightning round. This one might be a little tricky. We do this every year, though.
Okay.
So let's just give it our best shot. Defining moments for each of the Power Rangers.
Kendrick's is obvious.
Kendrick's
sacrifice.
Is a sacrifice. Damon's is fixing the ship he didn't have to. Slash being like, oh, the job is I have to do paperwork? No, thank you. That's not me. Kai
is videotaping a girl.
That did define him to us anyway.
Yeah.
Not just videotaping a girl, which is horrible enough, but videotaping over the girl he was babysitting, like the child he was babysitting,
yeah, he
doing
has to,
ice skating.
He has to give this videotape to that girl's dad, and it's just this like teenage girl skating around.
Here's just some creep shots.
Probably
of
some creepy close-ups.
Yuck.
Gross, Kai.
Please don't come back.
You nasty.
Leo's is...
I want to give Leo a better one.
I'm going to say it's in the beginning, in the very first episode, where he like switches out the passport for the old lady. Because I was like, oh, this is going to be a good thing. He's going to be like a street punk, but like a ranger.
Yeah.
But then he was just Leo. Oh, you know what Leo's defining moment was? I can't do jobs.
Yeah, 100%. It's like, oh, jobs aren't for me.
Sorry, that's not Leo's bag. Mike's is sacrificing him.
I don't think it's... I think Mike's is when he comes back and Leo tries to be like, "You here's this is yours. You
and
are the rightful
like,
Red Ranger.
No,
and he's
you
like,
are.
No, that is your destiny.
Yeah.
I am destined for something. I think that is Mike's.
That is absolutely Mike's,
moment.
Yeah. Maya's is...
eating the cake. She did better stuff.
She did do better stuff. Oh, you know what? I think Maya's defining one, and I don't know if these are just like best moments that we're giving them, not necessarily defining moments. Well, except for like Kai and Leo. But Maya's was like when Loyax is like, "You're just a girl," and she's like, "I'll kill you right now."
Oh yeah, like, yeah. The whole Loyax episode is Maya's defining moment.
And then Caron's, I think, is like retrieving the saber, and then like getting it, but not retrieving it to have it. It's just to get it back to the good people,
so the bad people don't get it.
Yeah, I think that was her defining moment for the year. Also, her like yelling at Damon, being like, "I'm gonna get you a better job. Sorry, you're gonna get a better job." that was also very good. So that's our lightning round. So now we have just a couple old favorites. First up is best friendship.
Kendricks and Maya was pretty good, but we didn't really see a lot of like the connection between those two. I mean, they did hang out. They did, I think, go shopping at least once together.
Once or twice. There was two little girls cosplaying them in the I Can't Breathe episode.
I mean, my favorite friendship is Caron and Damon.
Me too.
And also Maya and Damon was, I think, had some pretty good stuff. Sometimes they weren't really together a lot.
I think they were.
I can't tell because I like the pair of them, but I don't know if that's because they did stuff together or if I just like those two and I put them together.
I think it's because they got the least to do overall, and so they were by default with each other a lot, doing nothing. Yeah. But I still like whenever they were doing something. Like, they went, like, grocery shopping once, and, like,
yeah,
you know, Damon got pulled to hell, but she tripped over an orange, or whatever, you know? The Rita, you stupid moment.
I was actually thinking about this one earlier, because I know this is one of the recurring ones.
Yeah.
And the only thing I could come up with is Trakina goes off and trains to become this, like, great warrior so she can fight the Power Rangers, and then proceeds to be in 10 collective seconds of footage for the next however many episodes.
Yeah.
And so instead of just doing it herself and getting it done, she sends monsters to be defeated.
Yep. Here's my Rita, you stupid moment. Deviant betrays Trakina, goes to the Lost Galaxy, tries to get more power, doesn't get more power. The guy he's working for, he's trying to usurp for whatever reason, gets killed. He gets shot back, lands in the regular galaxy on Trakina's ship by some act of providence. Then he goes, "Oh, Trakina, I was taken hostage. I was a slave. I'm going to trick you, Trakina." Deviant, you stupid.
Deviant is stupid.
You're so stupid.
I can't believe he got away with as much as he did. And I cannot believe that Philip Hex did not get to kill him.
I can. I don't want to.
I can believe it, but I'm so mad about it.
It is maybe the biggest missed opportunity of the season.
It's so unsatisfying because they set it up, whether they meant to or not, for so long, and they don't pay it off.
I think you hit it on the head, though. They set it up, and they didn't know they did.
Saban, you stupid.
Yeah, I think Rita, you stupid moment goes to everyone involved in the creative process of this show. You made a lot of bad calls, and I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. Now let's get into the best, worst, and favorites. The best and the worsts might get a little weird because, like, we have a list now of episodes.
Of episodes, yeah.
Our best and worst. But for monsters, let's start out with favorite monster.
Cannon Brawl.
Cannon Brawl was very good.
I think it's a tie. Because Loyax is also a monster this season.
I'm going to, not to ruin the next couple categories.
Okay.
But I'm going to best him. So,
okay.
I'm also going to say Cannon Brawl for...
I love Loyax. I like his episode. I like his lore. I like his character arc within his own
Loyax
episode.
Loyax ruled so much.
But I think Cannon Brawl is just so over the top.
Cannon
Every
Brawl.
Time he attacks, he's a Pokemon. Cannon Brawl!
It's the only episode that I remember that we named after a monster.
Yeah. Cannon Brawl is definitely... He's not the best monster, but darn it, he's my favorite.
Yeah, he was very good. I'm also going to give it to him. I mean, my favorite is Loyax, but it's so far and away my big brass dad. I love him so much. So that worst monster. Tiki.
Freaky Tiki.
Freaky Tiki.
I cannot remember that monster. It had like the black trench coat with the gold head and the weird like spiky fingers coming off
Weevil?
Of it. Something
Weevil,
like
maybe?
That. He was... Yeah. He's a close second, but Freaky Tiki, I think, beats
him actually, out. I'm actually going to worst somebody different. I think Freaky Tiki's my runner-up. I think the worst one was Fartichoke.
Oh. Was he this season?
Yeah. Yeah, dog.
Are we sure?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there he is. Hard to choke.
Fartichoke. What a bad monster. There's a lot of bad monsters. There's also Yelling Bat, which just made the episode unpleasant.
I don't remember some of these. Also, this wiki is not a good... It's not good. Because I'm on the list of Lost Galaxy monsters.
Okay.
And already, I cannot believe these like fan wikis are not optimized for mobile.
Of all the websites on the internet, wikia.net is the most garbage thing to look at on your phone.
Like, there's a monster named Mutantrum, and I do recognize it now that I'm looking at it.
Which one was that?
I never heard that name. It's,
Tantrum!
Yeah, he's got, like, a weird afro and blue striped clothes and, a scepter staff. I do remember him. I could not tell you what he did.
Yeah. Most forgettable monster. That guy, I guess. Finally, the best monster is Loiax.
Oh, the best monster is Loiax.
It's Loiax in a walk. He comes around. I want him to just, like, be around forever, and I want him to just show up on Mirror, and I'd be like, hey, turns out I'm good. and I'm your dad now, Maya.
Yeah, or just have him, like, in the bar at Onyx, just, like, pounding drinks, try to figure out where he stands.
Then Villamax shows up, and then Villamax and Loiax team up to clean up Onyx. It's the best! I am available to make this happen. Favorite episode. Mine's an easy one. It's Stolen Beauty.
Yeah. Stolen Beauty is a good episode. I think my favorite is Power of Pink. Is it Power of Pink?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's my favorite one.
Okay.
Just because Kendrix is like in a country mile, my favorite ranger this season. I like Damon a lot. He's very funny.
Yeah.
I like Kendrix a lot.
I think it's hard for me to pick who my favorite ranger this season is because no one got enough except Leo, and he got too much.
Yeah, you know? His character is bad, so he's my he's my least favorite.
Yeah, same. But I think mine might be Damon. I also really like Maya. Like,
I did really like Maya
when she gets to do stuff. But like Kendrix is like that moment is. the moment of the season, like,
yeah,
it easily. So then worst episode, let's see what we have on the list. Rookie in Red,
fair enough,
is our worst one. And then best is Loiax's last battle.
Yep. That all checks out.
That's just according to this. I think the best is obviously Loiax. Like,
yeah, it's the only episode that I was excited and felt good about, like,
yeah,
for the entirety.
But the like for maybe the worst episode, even though it's number 35 out of 41, it's not the actual worst. Race the Titanosaur sucked so much. it just really, really sucked a lot.
It did. It was very bad.
We had a 20-minute episode on it. That the only other time we've gotten close to that is when we did four episodes earlier that day, or three episodes already that day.
Yeah, we're on the fourth episode in a single day.
Yeah, and it's Green with Evil Part 5, and the only thing that happens is Jason and Tommy fight. Like,
yeah.
So, and that one was still like 28 minutes long. So I really hated Race of Titanosaur.
Yeah.
But that's it. Those are our Morphies. That's it for this year. We got one more hiatus episode. We've got, it might end up being two, depending on how long the episode is, because we're doing a movie, and that we tend to split those.
If you want to get in on this, do we want to tell them what movie it is? So they can,
yes.
Like,
I think we've said it before, but just in case.
So you can order it now. It's on Amazon. You can get it used.
Okay. Have you ordered it?
It's called Extreme Heist. I haven't ordered it yet. I'm going to tonight.
Okay.
It's called Extreme Heist. It also has another name, but let me look. I can't remember what the second name is.
If it's on Prime, let me order it.
Okay.
Because I have Prime. I doubt it's on Prime, but if it is, I will get it just because.
Yeah, I don't think it was. Everything was just like second or third party sellers.
Right. Okay.
Extreme Heist will get you to the movie. Also, Wicked Games is the name of it too.
Okay, plural games.
Yep.
Ooh.
And it stars. Let me just scroll through the quick cast here. Johnny Young Bosch is in it.
Awesome.
Jason Narvi.
Awesome.
There's other Power Rangers, but they're not on this list. I promise, there's more than that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be surprised then. It's going to be a fun surprise for me. Yeah, so if you want to get that, get in on it. I'm sure you can also probably YouTube it and or find it on some... We found Devin's Ghost on some, you know, in some back alley internet website. So, like, I'm sure you can find Extreme Heist / Wicked Games.
Jason Narvi's character name is Guile Lydon.
That's a very good name.
And also Paul Schreier is in it.
Okay.
And Ed Neal is also in it.
Who was Zed?
He's Lord Zed.
And he was Yuppie Zed.
Yeah.
I think.
And Koichi Sakamoto is in it as Vegas Thug number 2.
Nice. Didn't he also direct it?
I think so, yeah. This sounds like the greatest movie that anyone has ever made.
Well,
it's so good, it has two names.
There's one other movie. That's a good point. There's one other movie that might be better because Johnny Young Bosch and Dan Southworth do fight each other.
No.
So
crap, Alpha.
Yeah. I forget what it's called, but that's definitely what we're going to be watching after for next hiatus.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
For the next one or for?
Between.
Or for Time Force.
After Time Force.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do next. We'll figure it out.
We'll watch
There's so many movies with weird, like, indie movies with Power Rangers in them. We'll be fine.
It will be fine forever, probably. That's what we're doing next week. Get in on it if you want. I highly suggest you do, because who doesn't want to watch a bad movie? So you can order that. I think you should, because I would like to see what other people think of that.
And I am curious, too, if anyone actually watched Devin's Ghost.
I don't think anyone did.
Because I haven't heard if anybody has or not. If you have, let us know what you thought.
Also, I don't want to give anybody homework, but if somebody would like to go through all of our Morphies and write down all the awards and what we gave, that would be great. I would really appreciate it. I have like the first couple seasons, but it's not a very well put together list. Anybody who's got some spare time on their hands and would like to do that, I would really appreciate it. Anyway, that's it for us for today. We will see you next Monday with the first of possibly two episodes of Extreme Heist.
Well, yeah, we have to do two. We have to do one on Extreme Heist and one on Wicked Games.
You're right. Well, it's going to be a good week. But until then,
may the power protect you.
It's weird that computers are heading toward obsolete.
It's just a phone.
This is it.
This is all your computers are going to be. They're slowly going to get bigger then.
Right.
You shrunk them down.
They'll come back around and just be computers again.
Yeah. Time is a flat circle.